This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
My name is Genevieve Greaves. I'm a Worimi woman. I'm living in Coolan country in Melbourne. I'm a curator who works at the Melbourne Museum. I was part of the First Peoples exhibition that opened in 2013, and I've come back to do this content, Black Days, Sunrises, Blood Runs.
Lovely. So can you share with our listeners out there what this project is about?
Yeah, so this is a bit of content that we've created as part of the First Peoples exhibition that shares stories of what we call homeland violence across Victoria. So one of our elders was just saying, it's not frontier violence, it's homeland violence. You know, it wasn't our frontier. And what we're doing is, or what we've done is created a film with seven storytellers looking at six sites from across Victoria. And we've got multimedia as well. So we've got a map of Victoria where you can click on one of the sites that we've looked at and find out more.
Wow, so is this happening at the Melbourne Museum?
Yeah, so this is happening in the Bundjalaka Aboriginal Cultural Centre at the Melbourne Museum. We're launching it tonight, and as of tomorrow, people can come into the First Peoples space and experience this new content that we've created.
So why is it important to share these stories?
It's so important to share these stories. It was interesting for us because when we started working on the First Peoples exhibition in 2009 and talking to community and audiences about what they wanted to see in this new exhibition, both Indigenous communities and non-Indigenous audiences were saying that these stories have to be told. And I think for non-Indigenous audiences, there's an awareness that violence did happen, that invasion was violent. They don't always know the details of that or the stories because there's not really many places for them to learn that. Certainly, our education system hasn't taught people, you know, the sort of history of what's happened in this country. And our communities, of course, were very, very much wanting these stories to be told because, you know, if you travel across the state of Victoria, there's very few sites of violence that are recognised in the landscape. And this is a story that gets told a lot in this project we're doing now, is that there's a lot of plaques and monuments to discoverers and to people who sometimes committed violent acts, but there's not the memorials to mob who were killed as part of invasion.
So will there be memorials? Is there a memorial?
Yeah. When you look at Victoria or even across Australia, there are... Like in Victoria, there's a handful of memorials that tell the Aboriginal side of the story. Across the country, there are memorials, but they're not numbering that many. So there's still a lot of work to be done in starting to recognise this history. What we've created is a film and a multimedia that people can come and experience and learn more and kind of understand why it's important to recognise this history. And really, it's important to recognise it so that we can start the healing process. You know, we can't start to heal if we haven't recognised what's happened. And this is just one small contribution to this bigger debate and this bigger conversation that Australia really needs to have.
So as a curator, do you feel the need to shift people's perspective when showing an exhibition or film?
Yeah, I see it's a great honour and privilege to be a part of a project like this. It's an amazing gift to be in a space like a cultural institution where we have the opportunity to share stories. And First Peoples has been an amazing opportunity for the voices of First People of Victoria to be shared and heard. And the exhibition has been a huge success because it is filled with community voice. And we've been very privileged, all the many people who've worked on this exhibition, because there have been many, to be guided by our First Peoples Yulins group, who are elders and respected people from across Victoria, who gifted us many stories, as well as many community members who brought photos, who brought objects. And this exhibition has won many international awards and seen as best practice, and that's because it's really finally sort of presenting the community side of a lot of these stories.
So why the title Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs?
Well, that title came from our Yulins group. We workshopped this content with them and one of the Yulins members, Tita Sikkim, she came up with that beautiful title. And, you know, the words blood runs, you know, like that reflects what happened, and particularly with massacres and resistance and war, because there are all different kinds of violence that happened. But also the land that was taken up, it was often called a run, you know. So squatters came here and took up huge tracts of land, and they would call that a run. So it's kind of an interesting play on words. But yeah, that came from our Yorlans group.
Wow. So were you there to capture the cinematography as well?
Yeah, well, I was a curator, we had a researcher, we had a lot of guidance from Yorlans and from a lot of different community members, and travelled out across the state to talk to people and to film these stories. And we worked with a company called Singing Bowl Media, who we do a lot of work with, and they did the filming. So it was, you know, it was a collaboration of many different people, as these things often are in the museum. You know, you have a lot of different contribute to making something, and this, you know, there were many curators who worked on it, many researchers, and a lot of guidance. We're really proud of this project. We're very proud to be a part of telling these stories, and you know, what's kind of really lovely about this project too is that we've got a non-Indigenous storyteller who talks about, you know, the stories of violence that were passed down in her family. And you know, I think that was sort of something our Yorlans group asked us to do, because they, you know, that section of the exhibition is called Our Shared History, and they've said that this history belongs to all of us. Everyone has to acknowledge and recognise this history. So we're proud of being a part of recognising this history and helping to, you know, to bring us all to a space of healing.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Genevieve.
Thanks, Crystal. Lovely to be here.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.